Countless people have shared photos of their hikes through Robertson Cliffs, but many may not know the history behind the iconic destination beloved by saltites and visitors alike. Robertson Cliffs was the first conservation property acquired by Algoma Highlands Conservancy, a not-for-profit charity established in the 1990s, with a mission of conserving the beauty and ecological integrity of the Algoma Highlands region. The organization now owns over 3,300 acres of property. These natural landforms include hardwood forests, cliffs, ponds and wetlands with a variety of flora and fauna. The land is open year-round for locals and visitors to enjoy activities like birdwatching, photography, hiking, biking, snowshoeing, skiing and trail running. The work put in over the years to protect and maintain the natural beauty of these areas makes the Conservancy a fitting recipient of this year's Community Builders Award in the Hall of Fame category. "We had no idea. It was a big surprise and a nice little boost," said Kees van Frankenhuizen, president of the Algoma Highlands Conservancy. "It means that the community is recognizing what the Conservancy is doing, and that's important to us. Everyone knows about the Robertson Cliffs, but not a lot of people associate it with the Conservancy. We've been working very hard over the last few years to increase our community engagement. This award tells us that we're getting there," he added. When asked about why he and the Algoma Highlands Conservancy team are so passionate about the work that they do, Van Frankenhuizen said that anybody who has hiked the Robertson Cliffs would know the answer to that question. "I've been in the Sioux since 1985, hiking and skiing here all these years. It's such a unique place with such a beautiful environment. It is home to some absolutely breathtaking and beautiful property," he said. In addition, the Algoma Highlands Conservancy also makes an effort to educate the younger generation on the importance of conservation by hosting field trips for elementary school students. "They contribute to a better understanding of local ecosystems and provide opportunities to explore and learn from the environment through a day of hands-on engagement in nature. We really appreciate this nomination because it means we are finally achieving the community recognition that we need in order to continue doing what we are doing," Van Frankenhuizen added. "We're grateful that people are recognizing what we do and the role we play in the community." The Hall of Fame Award goes to an individual or a group that has had a significant impact on the community. People who can be credited with the establishment of an institution, a festival, a park, a community center, and a positive impact on the community. Congratulations to the Algoma Highlands Conservancy. This award is proudly sponsored by Daniel J. Fremlin Building Group.